It's the ABCs, High School Teachers Really Need to Know, Season 4, Episode Number 8, Heavy Lifter Hostility. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever it is for you as you're listening to this episode. For me, it is dinner time. I've got some food on the grill, and it's a Friday night, and I just wanted to come in here and record, though this episode won't go out for a few days. I wanted to get a little head start on this episode because it's one that I really love to talk about. And I actually spend a lot of time talking about it with not only fellow teachers, but administrators and in some of the speaking that I do. It's a topic that I just really find myself spending a lot of time talking about. And that is heavy lifting and the hostility that goes along with those that oftentimes do the heavy lifting. And I don't know if you say this or thought about this. I'm sure you probably have, but I kind of function off the 80-20 rule in my mind, in that I believe that 20% of people do 80% of the work, by and large. I just really believe that. It's funny, I had and I think I've mentioned this individual coming and doing a professional development where I was, and she always talked about saying that on your staff you've got ones, twos, and threes, and those threes are those hardworking, growth mindset folks that are going to do the vast majority of the work, but they're small in number. And I see, and not only theoretically in what she was saying, but in practice as well. And I usually call those threes heavy lifters because they do so much heavy lifting. And what I wanted to talk about, one, was sort of the dangers of depending more so on heavy lifters than others on your faculty. In other words, pushing all your work to those heavy lifters. But of course, we're talking to teachers primarily in this podcast. And so I really wanted to talk about that from our perspective. So what that does to us and what the consequences are and ways that we can sort of make sure that we don't develop any kind of hostility. And when I say hostility, I'm talking about just that fatigue and unhappiness and sort of resentment that comes along with the fact that, you know, we do so much of the work and we know it, right? And I say we because I've been there. I've been there where I've done a lot of heavy lifting for the places that I've worked. And I don't mean that in a conceited or self-absorbed way. It's true. I think that for those of us that like to consider ourselves effective and dedicated and diligent, and you know, we're working hard, and those that give us responsibility know that we can take care of it, and we're going to do things well. And I'm sure most, if not all of you out there listening to this podcast episode, probably feel the same way about yourselves and sort of your role. But like I said, this can breed a lot of hostility for a lot of reasons. I mean, think about it, the 80-20 rule, right? Where 20%, one in five are doing the vast majority of the work, the heavy lifting. And I'm going to kind of bounce around because I made some notes, things that I've heard other people say and points that I really wanted to make, you know, to you as I'm discussing this. So if I do seem like I'm having a little bit of a disjointed conversation about it, it's because there's just some important points that I wanted to make sure that I made. And so when it comes to being a heavy lifter, one, it's first of all, the stress of being a heavy lifter, doing great work all the time, and having this burden placed on you, not only by others and the supervisors around you and your colleagues, but really and truly the burden that heavy lifters place on themselves to continue to do a good job. That's tough. It is a burden. It's a huge burden, and it's a burden that absolutely it begins to wear hard, especially as you continue through your career. And I don't care how much you sort of manage, you know, because for me, I am and have been worse in my history, but I'm a high functioning sort of anxiety, high functioning sort of person in general, right? Where I'm doing 1,000 things and I'm trying to do them all well, and that wears anyone down over time. Again, I don't care how high functioning you are. It really does sort of wear you down. I don't care how good you are at it. It has consequences. And so over time, that wearing down can sort of develop, again, sort of this feeling of, you know, resentment and hostility towards the situation. And honestly, I think heavy lifters have every right to feel that way, to be honest with you. It's not about us, you know, taking the high road alone and saying, you know what, you know, it's just the way it is. I'm going to move on. And hostility may not be the exact word, but I think you know what I mean. You know, there's a lot of burden that we wear as heavy lifters. And look, I want you to know this, and this is something that I've heard, and I think I may have said it one episode before, but I hate when people tell me, well, I mean, you got to learn to say no. I think that's the dumbest thing I have ever heard people say to me, or any heavy lifter. And I'm going to tell you why, because maybe you've said it to others or people have said it to you. Let me qualify what I just said and tell you why I think it's so dumb. Because I basically think it's victim blaming. Well, yeah, we have to pick and choose and prioritize. Let's be honest. As I said, heavy lifters wear that burden because they're capable. And just naturally, it's not even malicious in most cases. It's just natural to give those heavy lifters, those people that you know are capable and can get the job done, it's natural to give them a lot of work. And many of us thrive under that circumstance. So it's not about saying no. It's about, again, that's victim blaming. It's about making sure that we understand that we can't just put all the work on heavy lifters for a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. And then we as individuals do need, again, to make sure that we can prioritize and do have that ability to say no. But again, a lot of that hostility that heavy lifters have, if they have it, is because people have said things like this to them. Well, you just can't say no. Listen, and I'm telling you, in my career, I've been put because, you know, I just got a lot of different sort of background, sort of avenues. You know, I do music, I do science and math, and I do martial arts and a variety of different things. And so I feel a lot of different needs for the organizations that I have been with in my time. And so naturally, I would be placed into roles. And regardless of what that sort of did to my schedule and some of that I talked about last week. But over time, you know, it becomes a logistical, natural fit as opposed to something that is best for sort of the person being used to fill that need. And so don't victim blame. Don't tell somebody that they need to learn to say no. While that's a given, that's like blaming them for the fact that they are a heavy lifter. It's like blaming them for doing a great job. You know, it's just natural to sort of defer and resource work to them. You know, there are a couple of hard lessons that I had to learn. You know, I think that, for example, you know, I've heard and you've probably heard people say, you know, there's no reward for being the last one in the parking lot every night. You know, there's some truth to that. There is. You know, there's a lot of truth to that. And what I try to frame that as instead, you know, of saying, well, you know what, I'm going to leave at 3:30 and just put my keys down or shut my computer. And that's really good if you can do that. Don't get me wrong. What I mean is instead of sort of framing it that way and making that my goal, I sort of, and I encourage you to do the same, I sort of instead learned over time that I needed to do a better job of developing goals. And I talk about this a lot too, how that, you know, teachers, you know, we're all busy and in a lot of ways we're all heavy lifters. We are, really, right? But some more than others. And of course is what this episode is about. But I think teachers need to do a better job of developing personal goals. Because I think that a lot of times we as teachers see two different roles. You know, you see, I could be a teacher, or maybe down the road I can be an administrator or some intervention area. But for the most part, we see admin and teaching, and there has to be more goals than that. There need to be personal goals and professional goals. And why does that matter? Well, I think instead of, particularly for heavy lifters, when you're just working hard and you're in the parking lot last just to be last, not because you're trying to be, but just because you have a lot of work to do, I think it is a lot more meaningful and helps keep you on track and cut down on some of the unneeded fat and ultimately on the hostility if you and the resentment for the work that you're doing if you have goals. You know, ask yourself this question, and I think you should ask yourself this question all the time, regularly. What am I doing this for? And I don't just mean teaching. I mean specifically, what are my goals professionally and personally? And I think we need to revisit those on a regular basis because, one, that makes the work so much more meaningful, worth it, whatever you want to say. But number two, you have to grow as well. And there has to be some sort of benefit, right? Because look, if you don't have goals and you're just willing to work and you're, you know, on top of that, really naturally good at, you know, all these different things that we do at school, they're going to use you, not again maliciously, but just by the fact that you are handy and you will get it done and you're entrusted with that responsibility, right? But you just can't do that endlessly, and it needs to be for purpose. So I think goal setting, have them, and then work towards accomplishing those goals so that you are growing from them. I really do think that's important. And look, by the way, speaking of growth, I think that's a consequence that a lot of times, and administrators, you need to hear this, but it's something that I think fellow teachers out there, we've got to think about. When the same people are doing all the work, you know, are you really helping those ones and twos or those folks who aren't the heavy lifters? You're really standing in the way of their growth by doing all the work. So I think there's a responsibility, not just for the sake of sort of spreading the work out and for the heavy lifter, but for the sake of growth of your staff, faculty. You need to spread the work out for growth. And even if someone's sort of not there yet, as far as, you know, they're, you know, because I'm always in my mindset development. I don't believe a one's going to be one forever unless they choose to be a one forever, right? There, you can always grow and get better. And I think we have to give them the opportunity to do that. And if the same five people are doing everything, you're literally getting in the way of that growth. So again, that's another thing to think about. And then I've said this, but being a heavy lifter, it's not sustainable. Whether you develop resentment, hostility, and other things like that or not, it does have a consequence. Again, even if you're high functioning, like I am or was or whatever you want to say, there are consequences. And if they're not consequences to your health and to your time management, so your family, you know, struggles or something like that, some of the more insidious types of ways that sort of being a heavy lifter pays the price is in your thoroughness. Sometimes you can't dig in as much to a lesson or into a student situation or into investing in yourself sort of on the continuing ed side. Not to mention, like I said, health a second ago, but also just that mindset and unplugging and doing the things that you need to do. Over time, there will be a consequence, or consequences more likely. You're going to blink and it's going to be 20 years later and you're going to be like, man, this has felt like hard time to me. And I'm gray and all I've done is blink and blink. And you guys know how the academic cycle is. You know, you get far enough into the school year, then all of a sudden you turn the page to summer in the next year, right? And that is a really... That's a thing in education. It's sort of that warp speed calendar where we're always looking down the road. And it's a little bit harder for us to smell the roses, so to speak. And, you know, we're so entrenched, engrossed in the day-to-days of classroom management and working with students and pushing and pulling and facilitating this amazing product. And then once we reach a certain point, we've got to start planning for the next cycle. And if you're a heavy lifter while doing this, it's going to feel like hard time to you eventually. You're going to sit down in your chair one night and go, "Woo, has it been 30 years? I mean, you're going to blink. And there's not anything sort of inherently bad with that. It's just that we, again, have to take care of ourselves. We, again, have to grow. We have to do the things that are going to make this life special for us. You know, we spend so much time investing in others that we don't really put ourselves at the top of that priority list often enough. At least most of us, and these heavy lifters on this that we're talking about in this episode certainly don't do that. So yes, we've got to take care of ourselves. Yes, we've got to work for a reason. We've got to set goals. We don't need to listen to people tell us that, you know, you just can't learn to say no. You just got to learn to say no. We've got to broaden our minds. We've got to advocate for ourselves. I've been on that kick the last few weeks, if you haven't known, had noticed. You know, we've got to advocate. We have to understand that the 80-20 rule is a real thing. It's a big deal, and teachers are stretched so thin. Our jobs are so difficult already. We can't take on the burden of more work, even if it's something we like to do, even if it's something we want to do. We have to understand that there has to be an opportunity for others to carry that weight. And if you're an administrator, again, you have to help us out. You know, you have to step up. You have to. Because if you don't, and then teachers, if we don't do these things that we've talked about to make sure that we sort of relieve that burden and take care of ourselves so that we can sustainably operate in this very challenging field, there's going to be some resentment, some hostility even. And that would be understandable. It really would. It really would. Take care of yourself. It absolutely matters. Well, that is it this week. Thank you so much for being with me this week. Always a pleasure. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. Remember, go lighten that load. See you soon.